I'd like to introduce Frankie, who is a member of Al-Anon, to come and do our workshop on Taking the High Road, a workshop on Principles Above Personalities. Please welcome Frankie.
Hi, everyone. I'm really nervous, so especially following someone like Bryson, hey? What a good speaker, so no pressure there. And then I also find out you're taping the damn thing, so thanks for that. So, anyways, my name is Frankie Stewart, and I am a very grateful member of this fellowship. Richard's not here, but you're a committee member, and you didn't even know I was speaking, so I don't know why I have to bother thanking you, but... apparently I thought, oh, there's so many people here because there's no room in the next room. So I'm, you know, I should just become humble here and do what I'm supposed to do. I am an active member in this fellowship. My home groups are New Freedom AA Monday night at McClure United Church and Friday Good Morning Al-Anon at St. Philip Neri. I do belong to both programs. And I have sponsors in each, and my sponsors have sponsors in each. And I don't mention that to brag. I just mention that has been a design for me to be, I think, a giving member of this program, to give back. My sponsor has already told me that I have to tell you that Friday morning is just my new home group because I quit my last home group because I didn't like somebody there. So I'm not sure if I am the person to be giving the high road story here, but it is on principles above personalities. Just to let you know, I am qualified to be here. I am a recovering alcoholic. I am the daughter of an alcoholic. I am the wife of a recovering alcoholic. All my friends are in both programs. And it's right for me to say that my sons are alcoholics, but... my Al-Anon has really, really helped me navigate the waters where they're concerned, and I have five of them, so they're constantly juggling. Once I think I've got one good, another one starts some bullshit. So, are you taping me? Okay. Right. Make sure I don't say the F-bombs. No, I swear when I'm nervous. So. So the workshop that I was asked to do is Principles Above Personalities, and that is part of the 12th tradition, which reads, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I am not a teacher, I am not a counselor, so this will be my experience, strength, and hope where it comes to Tradition 12. I'm not sure is there any newcomers here? Any people for their first, second, third time that'll never come back after they've heard me speak? No? All right. I'm not sure if you're aware, but there are 12 principles of this program, and they correspond with each step. And so the first step, you know, admitted we are powerless over alcohol, its principle is honesty. And that was a difficult step for me because, for the most part, I really believe the reason why I drank was because of the people that made my life horrible, that they didn't love me the way that I gave the PowerPoint presentation for them to follow. And whenever that fell through, I actually would end up behaving worse than they treated me. And then later in life, I'm 13 years sober, and I've been in Al-Anon for over 5 years. It really became apparent that I have a managing addiction. I just want people to do what I want them to do because I'm right. And I really like from the ODAT, there was a something that was said about having to do something about everything because of my unconscious satisfaction of managing others' lives, imagining my intentions were only good. And the part from the ODAT that I like the best is Tolstoy wrote this, and it says, I sit on a man's back, choking and making him carry me, and yet assure myself and others that I'm very sorry for him and wish to ease his lot by all possible means, except by getting off his back. And, you know, even today, I really struggle with, I just haven't explained myself properly, because if I had... you would change. You would see that I'm right, and you would do accordingly. And I have very many, in my Al-Anon program, I have very many, okay, I'm not telling my sons this one more time. I've told them, I've bailed them out for the last time. And so I've kind of made a promise to myself that I'm not going to say for the last time, because I can't always keep my word. And it's really, the program of Al-Anon has really taught me how to be honest, and honest about falling short sometimes, honest about my intentions sometimes. The second step, the principle, is hope. And I, for one, am very, very grateful for that hope. I grew up in an alcoholic home. My father was the alcoholic. In my home, we learned he was the most important person. Everything revolved around him to keep, you know, I learned how to speak eggshell very fluently, just to keep things smooth. And so what I learned was he was the god of my family. And later on took that knowledge into my relationship, so that men became my higher power. And so resulted a vicious circle of picking bad men as Bryson, well, bad women in Bryson's case. And when they didn't love me because they couldn't, I would, again, as I said, behave worse than them. And so I came to this step somewhat knowing that I was insane, that making human beings my God, and came to this step in the gift of desperation and defeat. I say that because I don't think I would have been able to grab onto the hope of this step, of knowing that there was a power greater than me that could restore me to sanity. And I really think this step is the first inklings of humility. And step three, well, it's not, that is faith. Faith is the principle of step three. Turned our will and our life over the care of God as we understood him. For me, faith is why I'm here. I'm a horrible procrastinator. I'm driven by 100 forms of fear and anxiety. And what really helps me is to have a faith in a higher power that all you have to do is drive into the parking lot. And then the next step, do the next right thing. All you have to do is come into this room. And then all you have to do is say what is here. I'm not going to read it verbatim, thank God, because it will really suck then. But it will be what God has put on my heart. And I have a faith that God will give me the words, because I've done my part. I've done some research. I've done some writing. But God's going to do the rest of that. And that has really helped me be a chair on the Roundup Committee. It even helps me do 12-step calls, because I always jump ahead. It's like, well, if I go on a 12-step call, what will it be, and what will they want, and what will they say? And I always start worrying about the what-ifs. And I use step three to just stay in the now, to stay in the moment and not to be driven by 100 forms of fear. Step four is courage, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. I really like something from the AA 12x12, and it says, "But it is from our twisted relations with family and friends and society at large that many of us have suffered the most." I had to have the courage to take a look at my part. I was either depending on people around me so much so that I sucked them all dry, or I dominated people around me. And in this, in the 12x12, it talks about eventually the outcome of that is a constant acute suffering. And I had to have the courage to take a look at what my part was in my suffering, which is hard to do, because I really, although I drank, I blamed the alcoholics in my family. I blamed my dad for years for, you know, if it wasn't for my dad. And it became apparent to me after a while that if it wasn't for the world, I wouldn't be how I am. And I had to have the courage to look at that. Step five the principle is integrity. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. And it also has to do with what it talks about in step four, the integrity to not blame or to justify my actions, to not dress up my meddling, my mothering, and my meddling as care. If I'm really honest, it's because, yet again, I'm manipulating and wanting my own way. Step six, the principle is willingness. And it's certainly one thing to admit that I had defects of character. It's a total other thing to be willing to let go of them. And I'm reminded that it's, thank God, progress, not perfection. And I can Barb taught me this, that I can be as entirely ready. Sometimes I can just, if I let go of things with a finger, my life will improve that much more. And sometimes I do let go of things completely. I'm entirely ready, and often I sometimes take them back. Or sometimes it's just a couple finger hold on things, and my life gets better in proportion by that much. Step 7, I actually think step 7 has a lot to do with tradition 12, because its principle is humility. And Bryson talked a lot about that too. It's the humility for me is the ability to look at myself honestly and rationally. I'm not all bad and I'm not all good. And most of all, being able and willing to recognize that I need help and that I have to ask for help. And up till this program, I really just thought I could think my way into wellness. I've heard it described that nobody ever thinks they could think their way out of diarrhea. So this is a disease. And once I finally really accepted that what I have is the disease of alcoholism and the family disease of alcoholism, I was able to quit my scheming and my analyzing and I could just figure it out. My little scripts that if they say this, I'll say that. And often, even today, my shortcomings are triggered by fear and anxiety today even. And I suspect that that will be forever, because I am human. And the answer to my problems is acceptance. But actually for me, it is humility to ask for help, to consider that there is a different way of doing things that other than my way. And the worst thing, it's not all about me. That's another big thing that I had to learn. Step 8 is brotherly love, and I'm going to bring it into the new millennium and call it sisterly and brotherly love, and made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. I have to look at how I've harmed people. My defects of character are certainly about that. And what step 8 has given me is it's the step that connects me to my God and my fellows. It's taught me that if I want to be loved, I have to learn how to love others. For me, it's not gossiping. I actually heard gossiping described as a virus in your computer that has your password. And that's so true, you know. And for me, I'm much better than I've been, but gossiping is certainly more harm can be done by that than I think we often realize. Step 9 is about justice, about the principle of justice, about amending my behavior. Certainly the need for discretion. And step 10, the principle is perseverance. Boy, listening to myself, this is pretty dry stuff. continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. I used to really just focus on the when I was wrong, because I really was truly an Al-Anoner. I always thought that I was wrong, and it wasn't as when I was wrong. It was I'm always wrong, and I'll be the first one to apologize. And I completely glossed over the step about continue to take personal inventory for quite a few years, actually. And that has really helped me to accept myself and patiently make corrections where I need to. Step 11 is a spiritual principle. I, for one, am so absolutely grateful for the part where it says, praying only for the knowledge of his will for me and the power to carry that out. I'm not sure about you, but there's some days I have such a squirrel cage going on. I don't even know what to pray for. I don't even know what is wrong. Generally, the little voice that comes is says, phone your sponsor. Or magically in that, a sponsee will phone me. And so when I have really bad days, and they're not quite as often as they used to be, I pray about just what is God's will for me today and try my best to do the next right thing. And step 12 is about service. The principle is service. Having had a spiritual awakening as the results of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and practice these principles in all our affairs. And I guess that's why this workshop is on principles, and that's why I've talked about them. And again, I didn't actually want to call it a workshop because I'm not a teacher, and it's only my opinion, and it's how my story has evolved. same with the traditions in a nutshell, and this is only my opinion. Tradition one is about unity. Tradition two is about service and not governing, and that absolutely is a principle to a higher road. Tradition three is alcohol be a problem. And I think that's also why I like this topic, actually, is it applied to both programs equally. Tradition four is freedom except when AA is affected as a whole. Tradition five is the purpose of our whole existence is to help others suffering from alcoholism. Tradition six, which is another one that causes a lot of controversy and makes a lot of people who have to take the higher road, which is we are not all things to all men. And that causes a lot of tangling between the various 12-step programs of who do we lend our name to, you know, even if it's a really good cause. Generally, it's the same principle that I applied when I was getting divorced. If I take myself out of the equation, the answer generally always declares itself. If I put my children first, if I put my group, if I put my family before me, the answer usually becomes clear. Tradition seven is we're self-supporting. And for me, self-supporting is not just about money. In fact, it's not nearly as much about money as it is about service. There's been many a group that has folded because not enough service positions are filled, or the same people do the same positions over and over. And that is not self-supporting. We do need to do the service positions of our program. Tradition eight, we are non-professional, and that's another take a high road. We're not professionals. I liked what Bryson said. He just liked to be a member in Al-Anon. Nobody knew what his past was, who he was, just that he was a member of this program. Tradition 10, we have no opinion on outside issues, and there's a reason for that, because we like to fight in this program. Yes, they do in my Al-Anon group, too. That's why I left my other one. So, if you don't bring religion in, if you don't bring politics in, you leave those things outside, it's pretty much a cinch that you aren't going to be scrapping within your group. And tradition 11 is attraction. And that also very much is a high road. If I'm behaving like an asshole, jerk, if I'm behaving badly, who wants to be part of whatever committee I'm on? If I'm, if the committee is all about me, who wants to join that, you know? So I have to remember, is my behavior attractive, you know? I mean, it's a cinch that it's way more attractive than it was 13 years ago when I used to drink. But it's also, it's more than just that. It's about living sober. Bryson talked a lot about that too, that his behavior was just as bad as his drinking friends. And when I sobered up, I had to learn how to be respectful to other people, how to learn to have a voice that I either knew how to be a doormat or a screaming, rageful woman. And these programs have taught me how to have a voice without tromping over top of everybody else. And that brings me to Tradition 12. And why is anonymity the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles above personalities? I did do a fair amount of reading and fell asleep a number of times because it's pretty dry reading. The only thing drier than that is Concept 12. And that's another not high road. I always bail on our concept meetings in our group. I always have something else to do. Now I know my sponsor is going to make me chair one of them. Anonymity is more than just confidentiality. And I shouldn't say just confidentiality. I have to remind myself constantly that there are some people in these rooms that their safety is involved with their confidentiality being kept, that it is, you know, life-threatening for them to go home and find out that, you know, their alcoholic member knows that they've been to a meeting. So I really do have to remember, you know, the whole who you see here, what you hear here, let it stay here. But I think the more reading that I did, and actually especially in the Al-Anon reading, is anonymity is about just being a person, a garden variety vegetable member. Bryson talked about it. It's so that I can just be Frankie. at my meetings. Actually, Bill, later on in his life, Bill W., was quoted of saying that he wished he could just be an alcoholic. You know, wherever he went, he was the co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I suspect maybe Lois had the same problem. You know, what happens when you just really have everyday problems that you want to talk about and you've been elevated in a place of prestige or the person who speaks at your group? And it's a cinch for me to try and downplay anything that I bring to my group or anything I bring to a committee. It's not I, it's we. We've done it as a group. Otherwise, if it becomes about self-promotion, it gets to be, I open myself up to criticism, gossip, and not having the support of family that have come to love me. The other thing that I read was that actually tradition 12 is probably the most present in the first three steps. By admitting that I'm powerless, you know, the anonymity of I am just a human being, that I have a problem, that I need help, and then let something greater than myself help me. It's not about keeping secrets. It was very obvious that my own abilities really, really weren't working. And really, I was getting to the point where I was so addicted to another human being that I was stalking him. Although, if you bring paper and a pen, it's surveillance, not stalking. And furthermore... If you stole a key, it's not trespassing. But I got so sick with another human being not doing what I wanted them to do. It really, you know, this is dry stuff, tradition 12, but actually it isn't, because it saved my life. I was really getting to the point where I was going to commit suicide over some man that didn't love me. You know, it was all the things that I carried from my childhood that my dad, I could never make my dad proud of me. He never ever said he loved me. He never said that I was proud. He was proud of me. And today I know that through Al-Anon that he was sick, that he didn't have the tools to know how to do that. And this tradition tells me, the tradition of anonymity, the tradition of humility is really what anonymity is also about, is not to take everything so personal, that his pain and his suffering, although he directed most of it at me, was actually not about me. And I would never have been able to shake that out of my backpack if it weren't for these programs, if I didn't have the principle of honesty, if I didn't have the principle of courage. Because, oh my goodness, when you're justifiable victimhood is a real difficult one to get out from underneath of, you know, especially when you've got people agreeing with you. And that's it's the reason why I have the sponsors that I have in this group, is they sure let me have it. They're not ever going to let me get away with blaming somebody else. So what is the Tradition 12, what it's not? So I am the Roundup Committee member, chair. And first of all, the principle of service was the first thing that came to place. We have had the same chair people for the Roundup for a number of years, and it's just not fair to keep letting the same people do the same things over and over. And I'm really grateful for this program, because I was also able to quiet a few of the rumors in the background of, oh, great, now we'll have a new Roundup. And it's like, well, if you wanted a new Roundup so damn bad, maybe you should have stepped up to the chair position, you know, maybe a couple years back. So it has helped me work with lots of different people. It's taught me that it's not about self-glorification. It's not about pride. It's not about ego. And it is really easy when people pat you on the back and say, oh, you're the Roundup chair, good for you. And it's like, well, not really. Actually, it's given me, as always, in all service positions that I ever do, it gives me way more back than I ever put into it, especially sponsoring people. My sponsees give me way more than I give them. And taking the higher road is about, It is the way of helping others. By helping others, we help ourselves out of darkness and despair. We do this through gratitude, humility, and willingness to serve. And for the longest time, you know, I'm using the word humility. I really mixed that up with humiliation, and they're not even remotely the same. I don't even know why they you know Latin. I don't know why they became an extension of that word. Being humble just makes me a garden variety human being, living the blessed state of ordinary, and not taking things personal, and trying to work with others. I really liked what the Al-Anon 12 by 12 said, that the job is the principle and the person is the personality. And so sometimes when slogging gets difficult with personalities, I remind myself that I have a job to do. It's not personal. I let others do theirs. They might not like me, and that I might not like them either, but it's important that the job gets done. It's important to have a sponsor, somebody that you can talk to when you hate everybody. There was the other day, I said, I'm not going to meeting because half of the people at the meeting I hate, and the other half of the people at the meeting will make me cry. And that actually didn't go over at all, and I went to a meeting as those bastard sponsors. You know, and it had to do with ghosts of parenting pasts. I had watched a DVD of when my firstborn was born, and it just really opened up a whole kettle of worms, and I knew that I needed to go to a meeting. But it's when I feel raw and I feel open, like many of us do, I have to remind myself that sometimes my job is doing the next right thing for me, which is go to a meeting regardless of how I feel, and to try and maybe not get myself all over everybody. Because I have learned enough over these years, just because I feel bad doesn't give me the right to behave badly. And through that, I belong to a family, a fellowship of men and women just trying to get better. I really like what it says in the Al-Anon, how it works, is many of us come to Al-Anon for many, many reasons, but we only stay for one, and that is we want a better life. And I get that better life by belonging to groups, by having unity, and through that unity, because it's not all about me. It's like if you can compare it to your family. If it was all about my dad, which it was, our family imploded, you know. If it's when everybody in a group has value, an equal value, I might add, that's where the healing begins. The other thing that my Al-Anon reading made very clear, actually in almost everything I read in Al-Anon, the word gossip kept coming up. So apparently I'm not the only one who does that. And it's generally, it's such a paradox. I feel fearful and anxious, and yet I'm busy judging other people. I'm sure you've done it too at meetings where you think, oh, will they just shut up? You know, okay, or maybe I'm the only one being honest here. I always have to remind myself that shortcoming is because I'm anxious and I'm fearful, and that when I apply the principle of taking a higher road, I can actually take a look at myself and not look at all those other people who are upsetting me at the moment. Because without fail, that acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When something somewhere is bothering me, it's something within me. And even if someone's behaving awful, I can't control what they do, but I can control how I respond to that. I can just let it roll off my back and move on. And sometimes I can do that, and sometimes I can't. Life is a whole lot different today because of this program. Not a whole lot different. I told my husband he couldn't come because I'm nervous. And then I said, okay, well, you can come. And he said, that invitation, I'm not coming. So, but I still get nervous. I still get fearful. And but today I know what to do about that. I know that it's my job to live in recovery, not in fear and anxiety and victimhood. And that through this program, the job of recovery, of having a sponsor, being a sponsor, signing up for service positions, that is how I've gotten well. That whole, when I got busy, I got better. No, that's no kidding. That's so true. And I think that's because we get outside of ourselves. It certainly has been my case. And so in closing, and I've got a lot of time left, but too bad. why is anonymity the spiritual foundation of our whole program? Well, certainly safety, as I had mentioned before. And it's the very thing that gives us respect and acceptance of our fellow members. Again, we don't have to like everybody, but we do love each other in a very special way. I really like that, actually, in the opening. And for me, and what I've read is humility is the huge, huge part of taking a higher road. If I remove individual status so that we listen to the message rather than the messenger, although attempting to be the object of another's admiration, it opens us up to envy, criticism, and loneliness, and we all need each other. We all have to be willing to trust a power greater than ourselves. And mostly about humility, and I like this from the 12 by 12. I read it in AA about, you know, we're all our twisted relationships with our families and friends. And at the end of it, it actually says what you can do to take a higher road and have a chance at a peaceful, useful life. And that's really what this whole program is about, is living a life of service and usefulness to our fellows. It is to be one in a family, to be a friend among friends, to be a worker among worker, to be a useful member of society. And still, the best statement on humility that I ever have read is this. I am confident because I am a child of the God of my understanding. I am humble because so is everybody else. Thank you for my sobriety and my recovery one day at a time.